My beloved masters, the incomparable commanders of Srila Prabhupada's army, inspired by the lectures of Sri Srimad Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj. Introduction. In his poem Vaishnav K, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada had described that the main impediments to bhajan are Kanak means wealth, Kamani means objects of desire, and Pratishta means prestige. Although abandoning the thirst for Kanak and Kamani is certainly not without its challenges, the thirst for Pratishta, Maya Devi's final assault, is even more formidable. It certainly allows it to remain deeply rooted in the heart without being detected by others, or, tragically, even oneself. Pratishtasha drishta shopacha ramani mehidi natet katham sadhu prema sprashati suchir etan nanu manaha sada tvam sevasya prabhu dayita samantam atulam yatha tvam nishkashya tvaritam iha tam visheyeti sa shimana shiksha 7. In this verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has explained that the immaculate son of prema, divine love for Sri Krishna, will never rise in the heart as long as hankering for pratishta dwells there. Are the sincere practitioners on the path of bhakti then hopeless? No. Srila Das Goswami assures us there is a way. He explains, sada tvam sevasya prabhu daita samantam atulam. Always serve our prabhu's incomparably powerful commanders. These words refer to the beloved Daita and incomparably Atulam, powerful commanders, Samantam, the armies of either Prabhu, Sri Krishna or Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, such as Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami and others. However, many different meanings arise in my heart when I read, remember or recite this phrase. A few of these meanings are as follows. Prabhu Daita refers to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, who revealed his eternal identity as Vashabhanavi Daita Das, and Samantamatulam refers to his incomparable powerful commanders, like my most worshipful Gurupad Padma, Sri Srimad Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj. Second, Prabhu refers to my beloved masters, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Daita refers to Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhant, Saraswati Thakur, Sri Vashabhanavi Daita Das. And Samantamatulam refers to the incomparable commanders of his army. Third, Prabhu refers to Srila Prabhupada and Daita Samantam Atulam refers to his most beloved and incomparably powerful commanders, Sri Srimad Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj. Fourth, Prabhu refers to Sri Guru and Daita refers to Sri Srimad Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj, who is Samantam Atulam, an incomparably powerful commander. Fifth, Prabhu refers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Daita Samantam Atulam refers either to his most beloved and incomparably powerful commander, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Prabhupada, or to Sri Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj, who appeared as a bright sun on the horizon of my good fortune. Although these meanings may not perfectly comply with the rules of Sanskrit grammar, I request the devotees to accept the essence of the intended import of these explanations. The title of this book is inspired by the second of the above-mentioned meanings. When Sriman Mahaprabhu and his associates appeared before Srila Prabhupada in a vision and instructed him to immerse himself in the service of preaching, the Lord promised, I will arrange for the required men and money. We can therefore infer that those who took shelter of Srila Prabhupada were associates of the Lord sent by him. Hence, they too are included among the beloved, incomparable commanders sent by Mahaprabhu. And constantly serving them banishes the deviancy of pratishta from the heart. It is the duty of an army commander to lead his troops to victory in defeating the enemy thereby protecting and expanding his king's empire. Shri Nityanand Prabhu, the foremost commander of Sriman Mahaprabhu's army, was so eager to serve the Lord's order that without selfish interest and at risk to his own life, he delivered his master's message to even the most sinful persons. Just as a commander executes every order given by the ruler of his nation, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami, on the command of Sriman Mahaprabhu, manifested the pastime places of Sri Sri Radha Krishna that had become hidden over the passage of time. Additionally, they personally directed many devotees to the path of bhakti by providing guidance and composed many bhakti literatures in which they established the teachings of Sriman Mahaprabhu and conclusively defeated the heretical doctrines of their opponents, apadharma, improper religion, and upadharma, false religion, and chaldharma, cheating religion. An army's commander peacefully tolerate all hardships for the protection of their country. They perform their duties despite any hostile conditions they might encounter. In the same manner, the army of Sriman Mahaprabhu accepts all sorts of difficulties in order to fulfill his command to guard the realm of bhakti from the attack of envious opponents. Now the question arises, how can we possibly serve these beloved, incomparable commanders of our Prabhu in perpetuity once they conceal their pastimes in this world and enter into the Lord's eternal pastimes? The answer is that at such a time, they are served by repeatedly hearing, reciting, and remembering the conceptual legacy they practice and preach. Vaishnarve Gunagan Koriya Jivare Taran Suniyachi Sadhu Guru Mukhe Shri Gopal Govind Mahanta Srila Prabhupada Vandana 18. Singing the glories of the Vaishnavas causes the conditioned soul's deliverance. This I have heard from the mouths of sadhus and Shri Guru. Remembering Vaishnavas is our prosperity, and forgetting them causes calamity. With this in mind, when Vaishnav Sarvabhoum Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj came to know that our most worshipful Param Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, was an expert in astrology, he mercifully instructed him to publish the Sri Navdeep Panjika calendar. He told him that in it, he should note the appearance and disappearing days of Vaishnavas, so that when such holy days arrive, the community of ardent devotees may properly hear about, glorify, and remember them. Indeed, it was an offense not to remember them on their appearance or disappearance days. From the very beginning of my residency in the mud, I witnessed that on the disappearance and appearance days of the Vaishnavas, my most worshipful Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnupad Astotrashad, Shri Srimad Bhakti Dayita Madhav Goswami Maharaj, as well as Om Vishnupad Astotrashad, Shri Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, and the many disciples of Srila Prabhupada would retire whichever book or series was regularly being read in their daily classes to instead speaking on the speciality of that particular day. For many years without fail, I have followed their legacy by consulting the Vaishnav calendar practically every morning and, as much as possible, accordingly observe the holy occasions recorded therein. Although the Vaishnav Acharyas glorified in this publication may at times appear to have different approaches to serving Sri Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, sincere sadhakas should view such differences not as inconsistencies or deviations, but as specialities. If a person compares the various Acharyas' conduct without obtaining the necessary qualification, it only proves he has not learned the first thing about the transcendental nature of the Vaishnavas. Such a critic undoubtedly invites his own destruction. Je papisht ek Vaishnav paksha hai, anya Vaishnave ninde se jai khai. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 13.161. Those sinful persons who take the side of one Vaishnav and blaspheme another are certainly ruined. Therefore, taking into account their conditioned nature, Sadhakas should avoid approaching matters beyond their capacity of understanding, lest they cause their own annihilation. Those who are qualified to see beyond the veil of external appearances and distinguish between the Vaishnava's marginal and intrinsic characteristics, however, are never bewildered. Just as a cook may appear a delicious curry by mixing two general incompatible ingredients, such as jaggery and chili, and just as the dissimilarity of the sounds of assorted instruments in kirtan, karatal, mridanga, and kansa is secondary when they all converge into a single cohesive rhythm. Similarly, although the various acharyas' approaches may be multifarious, the end result of their collective preaching is tastefully harmonious, and an inexperienced person can only attempt an approximation, and therefore, whatever he produces will be laughable. He can never affect the palatable result of an experienced cook or kirtaniya, who understands how to properly employ diversity to his advantage. There is another consideration in this. For intelligent, discerning persons, no amount of secondary ingredients can make up for the absence of the primary ingredients, whereas the mere presence of the primary ingredient is sufficient to arouse appreciation, even without the support of secondary ingredients. For example, a lack of bhav or heartfelt sincerity is for a singer a fatal flaw, no matter how melodious, in key, or on beat he may be. Inversely, if a chef adds just the right amount of salt to a curry, no deficiency or overabundance of the other spices used will displease his patrons. In this way, the exclusive surrender to Shri Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, exemplified by the Vaishnava Acharyas, described in this publication, should be taken as the key ingredient in the preaching, and in all other secondary circumstances should be seen in light of this one harmonizing and unifying quality. During his earlier days in the United States, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj's disciple found a copy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sri Chaitanya, his life and precepts in a library. This demonstrates that Thakur Bhaktivinoda's teachings reached the West without him having to set foot outside of India. In the same way, although Srila Prabhupada and the majority of his disciples never physically left India, it is by their combined dedicated efforts that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada's conceptual legacy is gaining recognition due to extensive preaching. Although a few of my beloved masters, the incomparable commanders of Srila Prabhupada's army, acted on stage, the majority served from behind the curtain. One who has truly performed Sadhu Sangha will be blessed with the ability to comprehend the proper method by which to honor such Vaishnavas and thereby recognize and appreciate their tremendous contributions. Otherwise, the devotee will fail at any attempts at reconciliation, and his condition will be like that of a young child who, upon watching a television program, sees only the actors appearing on screen and remains unaware of the laborious efforts of show's director, writers, producers, cinematographer, designers, and artists working off camera. Indeed, his disinterest during the closing credits reflects his ignorance. We are greatly delighted to see that gradually devotees are emerging within the Vaishnava community who are developing a firm grasp of the multitude of deep concepts at hand and offering due respect unhesitatingly. In my lectures and conversations over the years, I often illustrate the glories and qualities of those disciples of Srila Prabhupada with whom, by the ceaseless compassion of my Guru Maharaj, I was blessed with the opportunity to associate and serve. Although I have associated with many disciples of Srila Prabhupada other than those glorified in this abridged edition, because of my advanced age, I am unable to recollect the many memorable experiences I had with them. Sometimes, by their mercy, such remembrances appear from the archive of my memory when the need arises. My hope is to include my memories of these incomparable commanders of Srila Prabhupada's army in a future edition of this book. However, whether this actualizes depends upon the sweet, independent will of these personalities. Until today, no one has ever attempted to publish my anecdotes about Srila Prabhupada's disciples, whom I regard as saviors of the world. Nor had it occurred to me that my experiences, conceptions, and narrations were of a caliber worth publishing. But now, at almost 91 years of age, when my condition is such that I may at any moment leave this world by the will of the Lord, a number of devotees have become convinced that my glorifications of these Vaishnavas would benefit the entire world. For this reason, they began collecting and transcribing whatever I spoke. Whenever they felt they were unable to establish the essence of a particular story, they would consult with me, and I would resolve the issue with ever-increasing enthusiasm. They then edited that adjusted draft and organized its contents. Incidentally, this process sparked an even deeper level of remembrance in me, thus unearthing long-since-forgotten memories of the Vaishnavas. This publication has been presented in the style known as Bhav Anuvad, which clearly conveys the moods and intended meanings of my spoken words. As with my anthology of anecdotes, the stories herein are independent accounts that can be read without concern for sequence. The reader can start and stop at any point without loss. I am deeply appreciative of the devotees involved in this publication for their ardent efforts and genuine desire to preserve the glories of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada described herein. In this book, the publishers have, in a manner uttered devoid of speculation, presented the vani and conduct of our Guru Vargas purely, just as I have heard and witnessed it. Unfortunately, it was impossible to present the Vaishnavas in order of their seniority. In the words of Srila Kaviraj Goswami, who narrated the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, Keha Kori Bare Nare Jesht Lagu Krama, the sequence of who was senior and who was junior could not be given. Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Adi Leela 10.5. Therefore, just as Sri Devki Nandan Das has expressed in his Vaishnav Vandana, I say, Kram Bhang Dosh Na Laiva, please do not take offense to my deviating from the proper sequence. I beg forgiveness for my inability to do so. I am now old, and the diminishing strength of my memory presents substantial impediments. I am unable to do anything but penance and remember the words, Nij karma doshe e dehailo bhajaner pratibandha. Due to the faults of my actions, this body has become an obstacle to performing bhajan. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has cautioned that one who does not glorify the Vaishnavas is guilty of ungratefulness. I am therefore relieved that today this publication serves as a testament to my undying gratitude to the Vaishnav from whom I have received everything. The example the disciples of Srila Prabhupada have set in the service they rendered to their Guru and their firm conviction in Him is our ideal. Indeed, it is our very life. May such conviction appear in our hearts. With this prayer, I conclude my introduction. Vaishnavera Namulava Ar Kichuna Kariba. I will do nothing other than to take the names of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnav Das Anudas Shri Bhakti Vigyan Bharati, the Disappearance Day of Shri Srimad Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj, 2nd February 2017.